a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Developing news on KSL News Radio. We're waiting for more details about a 9-year-old found dead in a car in American Fork this afternoon. The child was found unresponsive next to a business focused on helping people with developmental disabilities. American Fork police say the child was being transported to Roost Services and somehow got left behind in the car for 2 long hours. KSL News Time 5:01. The rise in COVID cases continues here in Utah. Today, the Department of Health reported 873 new cases. 295 people are hospitalized. Officials say 4 more Utahns have died. And because of today's numbers, the highest numbers, 873 since February, University of Utah Healthcare is postponing some elective surgeries to make room for the influx of COVID patients. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt begins our team coverage.
University of Utah Health is pausing some elective surgeries in order to free up bed space. Even with roughly half of Utah's population fully vaccinated, Strategic Engagement Manager Aaron Klaus says the numbers aren't looking good.
Positivity rate is higher than the same time last year. Our hospitalizations are higher than the same time last year.
She says the majority of those hospitalized are unvaccinated. Associate Chief Medical Officer for Inpatient Services, Dr. Kenzie Graves, says the number of open hospital positions is making things even worse.
What we were able to do last fall to stretch our capacity and open surge ICUs and take care of extra patients, we do not have that option anymore.
Dr. Graves calls the situation frustrating because the bulk of these virus-related hospitalizations are preventable. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Down south, St. George Regional Hospital is reporting its ICUs are nearly at capacity. Basically, they're at 90%, and they've been that way nearly every day this month. Doctors say our infection rates are climbing so quickly that masks should be considered again. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson continues team coverage.
Doctors say many people are treating the pandemic as if it's over, but Intermountain Healthcare infectious disease doctor Brandon Webb says perhaps it's time to reconsider the health restrictions that have worked before. Things like limiting social gatherings and, yes, masks.
We know that they work. They were the tool that allowed Utah schools to stay open all last year.
He says natural immunity from one strain of the virus does not seem to cover the variants as well as the vaccines do. And he says burnout is settling in again among healthcare workers, with many of them feeling abandoned.
We're still seeing significant burden.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
California is seeing a surge as well, and there's a plea for a return to masking. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
On June 13th, California had under 600 new cases of COVID. In the past 24 hours, California reporting over 5,200 new cases in a one-day period. The positivity rate in California is rising by the day, now at 4.5%. But California's Department of Public Health saying since January 1st, 99% of COVID cases have been in the unvaccinated.
Meantime, New Orleans issued an indoor mask advisory as cases surge there. Not a requirement, just a suggestion to wear your mask. And if you head to France anytime soon, you'll need a COVID pass to visit popular tourist attractions like the Eiffel Tower. Cases in France have begun to rise again, with the Delta variant accounting for 96% of them. Senate Republicans have blocked an effort to begin debate on a bipartisan infrastructure bill. Maria Soleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Republicans striking down the motion to move forward on a vote of 49 to 51.
3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn, not having voted in the affirmative. The motion is not agreed to.
Negotiated. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Republicans won't participate in the select committee charged with investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. But one House Republican says she'll be there.
The idea that anybody would be playing politics with an attack on the United States Capitol is despicable and is disgraceful.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney says McCarthy has tried to block the investigation at every opportunity. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, isn't commenting on the worries he reportedly had during the final days of the Trump administration. A book written by two Washington Post journalists claims that Milley was worried that former President Trump would initiate a military coup over his 2020 election loss. At a joint news conference with Milley today, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin defended him.
He doesn't have a political bone in his body. And I clearly have tremendous faith and confidence in the chairman.
And the White House says about 95% of the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan is complete. The Defense Secretary also telling reporters today that they're working with the State Department to protect Afghan translators and contractors who help the U.S. forces. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Ricky Meese.
We are dealing with some surface street crashes, two in the downtown area, one at State Street reported at 500 South, another one called in at 4th South and 700 East. If you are in Weber County, we've had an accident at Midland Drive and 1900 West, and a KSL traffic trooper says that may be involving a motorcycle accident, so watch for emergency crews on the corner. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06. COVID has impacted another Utahn at the Olympics. He doesn't have it, but beach volleyball player Jake Gibb of Bountiful will have to play with a brand new partner. The Orange County Register says Jake's usual partner on the sand, Taylor Crabb, has tested positive. Beach volleyball begins in Tokyo on Saturday. Among Utah Olympic organizers, hopes are high these games will go off without a hitch. Fraser Bullock leads the Utah Committee for the Games. He's wishful that Tokyo can do what Salt Lake did in 2002, right after 9/11.
I'm hoping that in spite of COVID and the risks, that they're taking such great care to be careful with those athletes, that we're going to see the athletes shine again.
Bullock says Utah is still working on a bid to host the Winter Games in either 2030 or 2034. Ahead of the Olympic Games, there's a call from a respected medical journal for people around the world to get moving.
In a three-paper series published in The Lancet, experts call for immediate action, noting more than 5 million deaths a year are associated with inactivity. Researchers say they found the Olympic Games and other mass sporting events remain a missed opportunity to increase physical activity in host countries, and that they found no measurable change in participation in sports immediately before or after the Games, calling for more partnerships to build a legacy leading to more activity and improving public health. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Yet another Utah connection to the Olympics. One of the USA flag bearers at the opening ceremonies Friday morning played baseball for SLIC, Salt Lake Community College. Eddie Alvarez played for SLIC and competed in speed skating in the Winter Olympics. Double threat. He'll be holding the flag Friday morning. You'll see it on TV, KSL TV, Friday night. KSL News Time 5:08, my minute of news now. We're brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. This is the late Margaret Thatcher in the 1980s, after she criticized the Soviet Union and refused to back down.
I stand before you tonight in my red star chiffon evening gown. My face softly made up and my fair hair gently waved. The Iron Lady of the Western World.
The Iron Lady, lampooning her own fashion sense. But Margaret Thatcher left a lasting mark with a different quote. Sadly, it was never recorded. If you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. And it seems Senator Chuck Schumer got the message.
I ask unanimous consent.
The other day, he announced a new Senate sergeant-at-arms.
I announce that Lieutenant General Karen Gibson would assume...
She is retired Lieutenant General Karen Gibson. She's an expert in military intelligence.
On my most recent deployment in Iraq and Syria for the Defeat ISIS mission, I could cite examples...
After the Capitol riot on January 6th, the old sergeant-at-arms was fired, and General Gibson now brings along a female deputy and chief of staff, marking the first time in history women have held all three jobs. General Gibson's title is now Sergeant-at-Arms and Doorkeeper of the Senate. And if you wonder why the Senate needs a doorkeeper, back in the 1700s, lawmakers would leave the Capitol because they'd get bored. The doorkeeper kept the doors locked so they couldn't run off. Ironically, since January 6th, the job is to keep people out, people who do harm. And since the Senate wanted to get something done, they asked... a woman.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. A slow ride on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County with delays from 4500 to 90th South. Northbound I-15 a little heavy and slow as you're going from 33rd South to 6th South downtown. Now... excuse me, I had to cough there for a second. Now we're starting to see traffic filling in and slowing down on I-215 South Belt going eastbound. Starts just after Redwood Road to I-15. Michelle?
Well, we're looking at some slowdowns over in Twilla County. This is southbound SR-36 going between Lake Point and Mills Junction for drivers on Banketer Highways. Little scattered delays in spots from Salt Lake down to South Jordan. And making our way in Utah County, still seeing good speeds on I-15. Len?
For the traffic flow in Davis County, northbound I-15 heavy and below speeds from Shepherd Lane on through Kaysville, then tight through Layton to Antelope Drive. US 89 is sluggish in the construction zone from just after Lagoon through Fruit Heights. And southbound I-15 is now bogging in places from Ogden down to Clinton and into Sunset. Any hour services, licensed electricians, plumbers, and certified HVAC technicians taking extra precautions as Utah reopens. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Kevin Eubank with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures in the mid-90s with partly cloudy skies. There are thunderstorms dancing across the Wasatch. Right now they're on the southern end, but there's a chance that they'll drift north into the Salt Lake Valley later on this evening. Temperatures will go from the 90s at 5 o'clock into the low 90s for 6 and 7, upper 80s for 8, mid-80s for 9. Ultimate lows will be in the mid-70s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
A little rain around Tooele, West Valley City. Right now, 97 in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 5:12, and we go in-depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, we're all talking about the Olympics, but there is another important sports event this week. Jamaica's National Baby Trials. Eight-time Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt is doing a bit of play-by-play for the tiny competitors.
I'm excited to be here to see these future stars.
First up, we have the 110 meters hurdles.
Looking serious. The bubble gun is raised, the bubble pops, and they are off.
That's a good start, I must say. What's happening now?
They're taking a nap.
Okay, there was a slight delay, but then the hurdles must go.
All right, she's off.
Approaching the last hurdle. Clean again, all yes. Brilliant stuff.
Number two is number one.
Look at that. Kiss to the fans who she knows love her very much.
Okay, that's the good stuff. But he even commiserates with this tiny little weightlifter who can't quite manage the weight and topples
the
over.
The weight of expectation, even more than the implement itself, and chucks the weight away, yeah.
I know it's pain, man. I know it's pain. I've been through it, and it's just tough.
Okay, there was even a cycling competition. Of course, they were on tricycles. It's a thing.
The thrill of victory,
so
and the agony of the little feet.
Absolutely.
It's 5:13. Thanks, Maria. Heads up, more than two dozen types of muffins have been recalled over a concern about listeria. The muffins are sold at Walmart, 7-Eleven, and Sam's Club. To see if you recently bought any of the recalled brands, there are many. You can just search Muffin Recall on Google before you eat them at breakfast tomorrow. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, an Indonesian man went to great lengths to get on an airplane after testing positive for COVID. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffemeyer is live with details. Kira?
Jeff, the man who police are only identifying as DW tried to dress up as his wife, wearing her veil that covers all of the face except for the eyes, and he's now looking at being arrested for it. So he disguised himself as his wife using her ID and negative rapid test to board a domestic flight from Jakarta to Ternate, and the man nearly got away with it, but he was found out because he went into the plane's bathroom in women's clothing and then exited in men's clothing. A keen-eyed flight attendant spotted the change and notified police on the ground. Now, Indonesia is seeing an uptick in COVID cases. The CDC currently has Indonesia under a level 4 travel health notice, meaning there's very high levels of COVID there, and basically there's an avoid travel there notice, Jeff.
What a mess. Thanks, Kira. Trending on social media, Giannis Antetokounmpo. No, I didn't say it right, but I was close. Giannis, you just won the NBA Finals. Where are you going next? Chick-fil-A is the answer. Specifically, the Bucks superstar went to the drive-thru and ordered exactly 50 chicken nuggets this morning live on Instagram. Still cradling his MVP trophy, he said, "I want 50 nuggets, not 51, 50. One for every point he scored on the way to the championship last night." The three things you need to know this hour. First,
do we need to go back to the days of social distancing and mask wearing? Some doctors with Intermountain Healthcare say it might be time to consider it because infection rates are so high. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, a 9-year-old is dead after being left in a car at American Fork this afternoon. The child was somehow left behind in the car while being taken to a business that focuses on helping people with developmental disabilities. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Getting a report of a new accident northbound I-15 just after 33rd South being moved out of traffic to the shoulder, and a crash in Tooele County northbound Main Street SR-36 at 20th North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered storms continue to produce moderate rain over the state with temperatures in the upper 90s today. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 97 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she rejects two of Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's 5 recommendations for the January 6th Capitol Insurrection Committee. Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio, who both voted to overturn the election results. In response, McCarthy accuses Pelosi of abusing her power.
Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all 5 Republicans, we will not participate.
The committee does still have one Republican, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, chosen by Pelosi.
At every opportunity, the minority leader has attempted to prevent the American people from understanding what happened, to block this investigation.
McCarthy says Republicans will run their own investigation. Senate Republicans rejected an effort to begin debate on the big infrastructure deal that a bipartisan group of senators brokered with President Biden. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We've been encouraged and grateful, encouraged by the progress and grateful to the work of both the Democrats and Republicans involved.
The bipartisan group of negotiators releasing a statement saying they are close on a final agreement and that they will continue to work. President Biden is on the road in Cincinnati, the nation's largest public utility company, making a big announcement that could save lives and prevent many wildfires in the West.
After being responsible for numerous large and some deadly wildfires, Pacific Gas and Electric says it will begin burying 10,000 miles of power lines in California's highest risk areas to cut the chance of lines coming down in high winds. PG&E CEO Patty Poppe.
We are committing today to undertake one of the largest infrastructure projects in the history of our state.
PG&E says one of several large wildfires burning in California right now was likely sparked by its power lines. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
California reports more than 5,000 new COVID cases in just one day, largely among unvaccinated populations. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the in-depth. Salt Lake City has declared racism a public health crisis. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall and City Council adopted a resolution yesterday declaring racism has harmful effects on mental and physical health of people of color. The resolution says those inequalities were heightened by the pandemic. City Council Chair Amy Fowler says those inequalities existed before COVID.
No, it's not. But I think the COVID-19 pandemic certainly brought this more to light. I think that we know that communities of color have less access, generally speaking, to health care throughout history. And the COVID-19 really did just bring this to light.
She says before they declared this resolution, Salt Lake City was already working to address disparities.
Well, I think that what we've seen the city doing already, and this is in particular to COVID-19, but again, it's not the only aspect, is really targeting areas that we know have a lower vaccine rate and a higher COVID infection rate. So we've been, our health teams have been out doing free COVID testing, free vaccine events in those areas to try to get more access to those communities that we know have a lower rate of access to resources.
She's hoping the resolution will spark state representatives and the community to take action against racism. KSL News Time 519. You've been listening to the In-Depth Now Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home, and Ricky Meese.
We have a new accident in West Valley. This is going to be 3600 West, almost at 2600 South. And on your freeways, the delays continue. If you're southbound on I-15, slow and go from 4500 to 90th South. Northbound I-15, we had an accident just after 33rd South. It's been moved over to the shoulder. It's a little curiosity slowing in that area. And traffic building and slowing just a bit westbound on the 201 approaching I-215's West Belt. Michelle?
Well, we have a crash northbound Main Street at 2000 North in Tooele County. It's off to the right shoulder. Now, for drivers who are on Bangor Highway, again, we're seeing some minor scattered delays from the 201 in spots down to South Jordan. And still very quiet, I-15 in Utah County. A little bit of slowing on Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Len?
On downtown Salt Lake City, State Street looking tighter than usual through the construction from 2nd Avenue to 500 South with a crash reported near here and maybe still there. On your way into Davis County on northbound I-15, heavy and below speeds from Shepherd Lane on through Kaysville and Layton up to Hill Air Force Base on the south end. You've got southbound I-15 slowing now, and that is pretty much from Airport Road down past Hill Aerospace Museum to the Sunset area. US 89 also slow from Uinta and I-84, South Weber area down to SR 193 or 700 South in the Clearfield, and northbound slowing through Fruit Heights on US 89. Experience Altitude, a higher level of customer service with personalized financial guidance to help your business grow. Now at Alta Bank, altabank.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast. And Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Still some thunderstorms rumbling over central southern Utah. Some of those storms have made it to the southern end of the Wasatch Front. Tonight, partly cloudy. An isolated pop-up storm isn't out of the question. A low of 75. And then we'll see a few more thunderstorms on Thursday with a high of 99. High pressure then moves a little bit more to the west. That starts drawing in some smoke from the west coast. And that means partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies back up near 100 and smoky skies on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll see a return to some thunderstorms for early next week across the Wasatch. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubanks.
It's 97 in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services. Electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 522. It's Wednesday evening.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. Yeah.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Signs and on-premise advertising are important for businesses big and small. Jeff Young is here from Yesco Custom Electric Signs to share how technology is impacting the services they offer to businesses throughout North America.
We believe that advertising is one of the cornerstones of the free enterprise system. How a business presents itself to the community is vital to its success, whether it be a startup or a company that's been around for decades. Organizations come to Yesco to ensure their branding sets them apart. Our award-winning design, estimating, and engineering teams turn ideas into working concepts. Internationally recognized fabricators, installers, and technical service teams make sure signs and lighting come to life and are in top-notch condition for decades to come. Most of our customers are looking to enhance their image using LED technology. The large screens have revolutionized our in-person experience at sports venues, such as the Vivint Center and Rice-Eccles Stadium at the University of Utah. On a smaller scale, LED technology allows a customer to program their messages and keep their branding and image bright and vibrant. In the last decade, Yesco has expanded its sign and energy-efficient lighting service operations to more than 110 locations throughout North America and celebrated our 100th year in 2020.
Yesco Custom Electric Signs is transforming the way communities and businesses present themselves to customers. You can learn more at yesco.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
They've worked much of their lives for one chance of a lifetime to compete on the brightest stage against the best in the world. This summer, a record number of Olympic athletes from Utah are traveling to the Tokyo Games, and the KSL Tokyo Olympic team is right there with them to bring their stories home to you. From here to there, only one Utah team has you covered, the KSL Tokyo Olympic team. The opening ceremony is July 23rd.
Troy, after a decade of meticulous research, I finally understand the science of why so many people love RVs. It's the freedom. But how did you...
We've been doing this for 30 years, but hey, it only took you a decade, so kudos.
Plus, I can finally prove conclusively RVs carry people, and they're flippin' fun.
And they're downright magical once they're paid off.
Interesting hypotenuse.
That's why this month, during the Bish's RV Red, White, and Blue sale, anyone who buys an RV can enter their lucky numbers and find out instantly if their RV is paid off completely.
How amazing must that feel? I'll start researching.
So 2031 is when we'll find out.
Come to the Red, White, and Blue sale at Bish's RV for a chance to have your next RV paid off completely. Get full contest rules at Bish's.com today and unlock secret sale pricing on the site. Plus, get no payments till October on approved credit, more than max trade-in value on all trades, and year-round discounts for veterans and active duty service members. Only at Bish's RV in Salt Lake at the previous Access RV, where memories begin.
We're watching Utah's money. You'll no longer be able to snoop on strangers' Venmo activity. The mobile payment app is getting rid of the global social feed. Instead, of users are only going to be able to see payments between friends in the app. KSL Drives China has debuted the world's fastest train, capping out at 370 miles an hour. Whoosh! The train uses electromagnetic force. Makes it look like the thing is floating. Oscar Mayer's come up with a solution to the hot dog and bun conundrum. You know, 10 hot dogs in a pack, only 8 buns in a pack. Oscar Mayer is introducing a mini pack of 2 buns to even things up. Genius. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 286 points. The S&P was up 35. The NASDAQ gained 133. KSL News Time, 526.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.